What would you say you do here?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
This man sucks.
Do I have a sick voice?
Yeah, you got a sick voice, bro.
Yeah.
Check out the sick voice. No, you're
I'm almost better. I think it's a little bit of a...
Paul was a little sick boy.
Yeah, I'm sure I had COVID just because, you know, if you look up all the symptoms and how quickly it came in. And by the way, I am vaxxed up. So there you go. And but yeah, it was started last week through the weekend. Was not 100%. It's still not 100% right now. It's now Tuesday. Yesterday was being Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. Anyway, whole crew got it. You know,
I wonder, since you're patient zero here, I wonder,
I was wondering if I got someone had something at your little get-together on Saturday without really knowing about it.
See, if it was COVID, it would have taken longer. It would have been like a week and a half prior to that.
I wasn't really public anywhere.
Yeah, know? I wonder, who knows? I know that nobody...
It takes a week to get COVID?
It takes almost two. Remember?
Did
you blank out 2020? And that's fine if you did, because to as well.
Then how did everybody, how about when everybody's feeling great,
period,
and then
was
bam,
like,
now 2 days later, after the weekend,
that's why I think maybe you guys were all exposed at the same time, and it just hit you first.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, go ahead.
You were saying...
Well, I don't know.
I have to wind the clock back.
I have two people essentially living with me that are over the age of 60.
Yes.
Both 65 and 69. My folks they're not living with me, folks, really, but they kind of are.
I mean, you do sleep in the same bed on occasion. All you. So you have to be living together to do that.
Yeah, no, it's been awkward. they're in their trailer out in the side yard, but like we have meals together.
Is this an enclosed trailer,
like
Joe, or not like a flatbed? Or
yeah, it's a flatbed trailer. My 69-year-old mother, who walks with a cane, and my 65-year-old stepfather, who does not walk with a cane.
Like a
they're on a car hauler. It has a lift gate because of handicap access.
Okay, that's
no,
that's not. Oh,
no,
it's
not like
that. It's
like a $60,000
trailer. No, I know it's
a
nice what they call a fifth wheeler. Fifth wheel.
It's not a fifth wheel. It's a pull behind.
What the fuck is that's
a pull behind.
Fifth wheel goes in the in the bed.
Like a gooseneck, yeah.
Gooseneck
in
okay, got
the
it.
Bed.
Okay, got it.
But the reason why I get that is like if that happened at that party, they would have gotten sick too.
That's
because
true.
They're both on a handful of immunosuppressant drugs.
Yeah,
and my mom's immune system hasn't quite bounced back from. Chemo, and then after chemo was all that her hip replacement plus the knee replacement. Knee replacement was last summer, and we're looking at right at 6 months.
I'm just trying to
and
think. Go ahead.
She was on various corticosteroids after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and her immune system is just barely coming back,
mm-hmm.
and they're not sick at all. And I don't know if anybody else was at the get together that would have that has been sick. So
I'm trying to think who I was making out with 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Who are you smooching on? Is it the cat?
It's funny how cats and dogs don't get like colds and things, do they?
They can get infections like we get, but they usually present differently.
Right.
Like mom and stepdad's dog, Max. Old Max got. Nasty, he has allergies, which he has anyway, but they just kicked up even worse here because of so much dust and the swings in moisture and no moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that did is it killed his, knocked his immune system down. Then he got dual ear infections and then got actually
here.
Like
has he been here? He's got
sinus,
all this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's great now after like 5 days on antibiotics and some anti.
And can you kind of acclimate to it a little bit?
I mean, you can, but I mean, the bottom line is he's a Labrador. You know where he's supposed to be living?
In the water.
Labrador.
Well,
whereas
Labrador, Scotland. Labrador, not Newfoundland.
No, literally Labrador, Canada.
There
like,
you go.
That's
Newfoundland.
That's
closer.
It's close.
Newfoundland's closer than Scotland.
Newfoundland is closer than Scotland, yes.
To where Labrador is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Say
Scotland.
And they're supposed to eat nothing. Like, they primarily eat salmon. Like if my mom
they
could
do?
Afford, yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they're fishing dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
what's the salmon? I bet the salmon's up there is better than our salmon, like on the Canadian and Pacific Northwest salmon.
I've had Atlantic salmon. They're smaller, but
I mean,
they're
is it
but
poisoned
it's good.
Less or something. You know what I mean? Is there?
I don't know.
Are there fewer mercuries?
There's fewer mercuries. There it has one fewer mercury.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, Paul. Okay. I'd have to look into that, the data into that.
Never thought I would go down. You know, there's rabbit holes you just never expect.
I've had
to go
Atlantic
down.
Salmon before. I've had wild caught Atlantic salmon before. Guess what color it is?
I don't know.
Pink.
Okay.
But it's not as shiny because of less mercuries. Fewer mercuries.
Right. And it doesn't really flow in your hands like mercury does.
It really doesn't. I love that you used to play with mercury. It's amazing to me that you can still work on aircraft.
Here's the problem with the mercury in me is that...
Mercury in me, the Paul Gaines story.
when you know, all my fillings, they used to use mercury to fucking... For your fucking fillings.
Yeah, but they used like an alloy of mercury.
Yeah, but still they would get rid of that shit at some point.
Did they pull it out?
Did eventually. Well, all of mine, I ended up getting crowns eventually anyway. And
yeah.
So I don't believe I have any more mercury left. Finally.
No
in
more
my
mercuries.
Noggin, in my not. Yeah, there's no more in my
No
head.
More mercury, the Paul Gaines story.
Yeah. So I know it was an amalgam, like a mercury amalgam or something, but it's still in there, I believe. I have to do research on that. And speaking of things like the water in Kingman just kind of reminds me of, what's a mercury level? I have no idea.
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering, the water in Kingman, Arizona is perfectly acceptable by all federal standards. It is not fluoridated, which I did not know, because
apparently it naturally occurs.
It has naturally occurring fluorine.
Right.
Fluoride.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. I think it's funny that somebody got all mad. They're like, the water's turning the frogs gay. Like
that's where all the gay people are coming from. Yeah. The fluoride in our water.
Yeah, we thought it was California, but now
I
guess
know
it's
I think where this came from. I really think this was a it's a Kennedy thing.
Oh, is it?
You know,
well, fluoride.
Who's
in the,
running?
Like,
who's
the fluoride in the water?
Like
is a
Robert Jr. No,
RFK Jr.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The guy with the voice.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think
I don't
want to
make fun of the guy's handicap, but I want to make fun of the guy's handicap.
I understand.
Because he's the least cool Kennedy now that Ted, the murderer Kennedy, is dead.
Well, he wasn't cool at all either. I mean, there was Bobby.
He was a little cooler. I mean, he had a convertible.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's getting worse. And then they got rid of the one of the best ones who crashed in an airplane. You're welcome, because we're aviation people.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he was obviously one of the better looking males. He was a good looking dude. John Kennedy,
JFK Jr.
JFK Jr. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he crash?
It was a Piper.
Is it the Wings plane? Is it that one from the show?
What?
TV show?
Oh,
Wings?
No. It was a single engine.
No. Oh, okay.
He was flying to where the fuck they have their island? What's the damn island they all the Kennedys go
Narragansett,
to?
Narragansett. No. Martha's Vineyard. No.
Yes.
Is it Martha's Vineyard or was it?
Yeah, that's an island, right?
Yes.
God Almighty.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he was flying. It was. He shouldn't have. He wasn't.
Chappaquiddick. Nope.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's near that area. So.
That's where Ted Kennedy crashed the car in and killed a lady.
Yeah. What was her name? Mary Jo Kopechne. That was her name.
Yes.
There was a joke. I think I told this joke in this podcast before. My father told me this joke a while back.
This is going to be dark.
Yeah. About. Because apparently he was a philanderer, Mr. You know.
Does
all
that mean,
the Kennys were philanderers?
Does that mean he donated lots of money?
He donated a lot of herpes.
Dick. He donated a lot of dick. Lots of dick to right. Lots and lots of different
That's
women.
That's what it is. Dick.
That's dick. How many dicks is that? A lot.
So apparently wasn't that Martha's Vineyard or is it Chappaquiddick part of Martha's
Chappaquiddick
Vineyard?
Chappaquiddick is Massachusetts. I think
you're right.
I think it's a. I know there's a waterway nearby because he drove off a
so
river.
So now we're going down this temporary.
And,
it's a temporary rabbit
Joe
hole.
Kepney.
TRH. We always go down with the TRH is with us. Temporary rabbit hole. Then we're going to come bring it back. So Chappaquiddick is not in Martha's Vineyard. It's actually in Massachusetts, like you're saying. So
it's near Edgartown, Massachusetts.
Okay. So, and I believe they did have some residents, but they have a lot of homes, right? The Kennedys are wealthy from booze.
It's on the way to the Cape.
There you go. So and there were some like old wooden bridges and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I believe it was at night.
Yep.
And I don't think this is true because the Kennedys never drink.
It's definitely on Martha's Vineyard. Sorry.
But I think they were drinking. I think alcohol was involved, which is I know hard to believe.
A Kennedy?
Yeah. So
preposterous.
Right. So apparently he ran off because there was no guardrails and I don't know if the young kids out there know the story, but he's drunk with he was having an affair. I'm pretty sure about this with Mary Jo Kopechne. I think he was married at the time. She was one of his whatever philandering about with her.
One of his she. Sorry, I had a great joke and I just stumbled over it. Go ahead.
You stumbled over it.
I stumbled on the Jake.
I got it. So So there, it's at night, middle or early morning. I don't know what the fuck it is. I think they've been drinking, partying a lot, and who knows what if they're playing grab ass or he's just not paying attention or just no the lights start to suck out there. But he ran off this wooden bridge and kerplunk into, I don't know if it's brackish water. I don't think there's any salmon weren't there at the time.
I like how you brought it full circle with the Atlantic salmon.
There's no salmon probably in that part of the. It's probably brackish water.
And it was, I think it was Nantucket that he was flying from.
Wait a minute. Now we're talking to JFK Jr.
I just saw the island. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, Nantucket. They were flying to Nantucket from New York or somewhere, New Jersey or something like that.
Okay.
Because he was becoming an entrepreneur. You hit a magazine. Now we're going back to JFK Jr.
Okay.
He had a very popular, like what's happening now, city life kind of. You can look up what JFK's Junior's magazine was. It was going places. Old school media, of course.
Yeah,
but this
but
was
still,
years ago. But yeah. it was kind of a hip hop happening. Fucking, he was kind of trying to be a media magnate, probably.
Yeah,
because he was part of the socialite of New York, and the airport was somewhere in New York, and it was getting later and later. And it was his wife's sister who was running late that caused him to do this, and he should not have flown because it was getting. Twilight, getting, you know, he had no business being over fucking water with no lights reference and no not instrument rated. Like you can't see the ground. You know, you're pure on instruments.
Yeah,
you do not have an instrument rating. Lost horizon, lost spatial orientation. And they spiraled in and he lost control and blam. Okay, now we're back to
Ted Kennedy
and Mary Jo Kopechne. So I'm really doing a major setup for this stupid joke, but because people were saying he wasn't having an affair and not this, and apparently they found. I'm gonna have to kind of fuck up the joke before I tell the joke because I have to set it up this way because you have to know the whole history of it. But apparently, I'm not gonna fuck up the joke. I'm gonna go and tell it, and you'll think it's still funny. So. He was just giving her a ride home, and everything was fine. But apparently, he went off the bridge, and they hit the water so hard it knocked her panties into the glove box.
Again, this is one of those things. I have to say it.
Do you get it?
Do you get it?
Because apparently, they did. I think they did.
They
find
found
her panties
in the glove box.
So, but they were saying he wasn't fooling around, and they weren't fooling around. But apparently, her panties were in the. See how
outstanding.
That
you think that Ted Kennedy by then. The Kennedys would have figured out a way to just rule out any women that wore panties to begin with. It just gets
That's
in the way.
That's true.
Gets in the way of all the philandering.
Did you ever see Ted Kennedy's? I'm sure this is a really famous speech when he was eulogizing Bobby Kennedy.
No.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting goosebumps now because I know you guys probably hate Kennedy out there. A lot of you, I don't give a shit. Bobby Kennedy was rather liberal. You know, they think he may have been shot by the fucking. Castro or organized crime also
right.
Like John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, John, whatever, was because of he hired his brother to be the U.S. attorney.
Yeah.
And he was going after fucking mafia. So I understand that maybe there's a connection there. That's not what we're talking about, though. But Ted Kennedy was the last of the brothers that was alive and he eulogized. I don't know who eulogized. Maybe Bobby did. John, he probably did, or Jack
yeah.
Kennedy. But the one, and we'll watch it during the break. It doesn't last that long, but it's truly one of the more famous eulogies probably in the country in semi-modern times of what he said and how he said it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's where all the money came from was alcohol, right? It was because he didn't have the rights to import all the family, their father. To import, is it true to import like all Irish whiskey into the States or something like
Joe
that?
Joe Kennedy. Yeah, Joe Kennedy.
The had some kind of deal like
JFK,
that.
RFK, and Ted Kennedy, and Teddy's dad. Most people agree on the theory that he made most of his money as being a bootlegger. During Prohibition.
During Prohibition.
But
so he was illegal bringing
before that
Irish
and,
whiskey
and,
in.
Yes, and but before that and after that, he had, I think, sole connection to bring in any and all Irish whiskey
or
into
something
the United
along
States.
Those lines. Yeah. You just think about that. It's like, yeah, I have no idea why they had so much money. I don't understand
That's,
why.
Yeah, and then but then just didn't cease operations during Prohibition. Just figured out how to back channel it.
era. We'll just we'll kind of era.
I love in the Simpsons. You know, their Mayor Quimby. Mayor Quimby is a very. It's like kind of he is all of the Kennedy brothers
combined.
And Joe all combined into one person.
Who does the voice? You know,
it's
not Albert Brooks.
It's not Albert Brooks.
That was last week. Was that last week's show?
I think yes, it was. Okay. Yeah, because I watched that. By the way,
our show. You watched our show.
I watched our show. It was ridiculous. I'm like, why is my hair look
you
like that?
Did you laugh a lot? Were you no, amazed by?
I was amazed.
But what he was involved with? Go ahead.
Mayor Quimby on The Simpsons.
Okay,
is an amalgamation of the three Kennedy brothers.
And you don't know who does.
And there's one. There's. I mean, this is going way back to the early '90s, where they're like. Accusing him of being involved in organized crime, and it actually is an Italian mafia family in The Simpsons in the town of Springfield.
Okay.
And he goes, "I am not the son of a bootlegger." Like he says it just like that. He's got the accent and everything. They just made. I was like, "What does that mean?" And then years later, I figured out that he's a composite.
Right.
But anyway, watched the Albert Brooks documentary, and it was kind of incredible just what he was involved in.
Yeah. So you're right. It wasn't like a lot of huge funny moments,
and
but the shit he was involved with.
They called him a punk rock comedian because he just completely bucked the system.
Yeah.
And people kind of didn't know what to do with him, but because he was just so genial, he was such a mensch, they brought him. He was on so many talk shows, and his dad was famous. And then they talked about how his dad died during the Friars Club roast.
I learned that went, holy, during the Friars Club, which is all male, by the way, something.
It was up until the night that he died, they were inducting Lucille Ball.
Oh, that's right.
And she was the first woman to be inducted in the Friars Club.
Think about that moment in time in American history in the entertainment world.
Yeah.
At the Friars Club, Lucille Ball there, which she was, you know, an icon, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, what's his father's name? Albert Brooks is Mr. What's his fucking name?
What I can't remember what he
holy shit.
He went by a weird name. Like, his stage name was odd.
But the one joke that they told that he repeated that that you heard it on there, too, that was pretty fucking cutting edge, funny. Like, you don't have to be rich to be in the Friars Club or something like that, but it was a twist on how to get in the Friars Club or something. Do you remember... He told the joke that his father told.
I can't recall it. I know
anyway,
what you're talking
father,
about.
His father, I guess, he's up there. Albert Brooks' dad. This is years ago. Wasn't that old, and apparently had a massive heart attack after he finished his.
He did his roast and his speech and his
then he
this
died
and, that and the other
right there.
And they had said he wasn't in great health, but he was kind of young,
right?
And walked back on the dais, sat down, put his head down, and then died right there.
Yeah.
And the Friars Club. Kept going, like
and
there was
someone
a pause.
Said, we got to get some entertainment. Who is it that said? Can we? Who was running the place? Said we got to get someone like the number one hit, like there's a song.
Yeah,
and then this is when Albert Brooks started laughing. He goes, and he started singing the song, and the number one hit that he was singing was playing that night is "There'll Be No Tomorrow."
Yeah, "There'll Be No Tomorrow."
So he starts singing this.
It was like Perry
dead,
Como or somebody.
Went, all right. And then I think they stopped him about a third of the way through and went,
like, okay,
hold it.
Okay, this guy actually died.
But Albert Brooks was laughing, and so was Rob Reiner, who was interviewing for the show.
Yeah, and was,
they were both laughing because that's fucking funny.
That is so funny, and it was so on point. So, it's should definitely check out that documentary. I think I found it on Max. It's on HBO, on the HBO app.
And I just kind of ran across it. I knew that, again, I became a fan after... My stepmother introduced me to him, and I thought he was so... His earlier comedy album we talked... Anyway...
He was fucking out there.
Yeah.
And like we talked about last week, is that it was his idea to have a different host every week for Saturday
SNL,
Night Live.
Because they called him up to have a show. They were going to use him for the...
He was going to be the host.
The variety show, and he went, no, you guys need a different guy or woman every week. And that was kind of his idea. I'm like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
To have that kind of, you know, influence.
That's a huge lasting impact.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Anyway, so R.F. Kennedy Jr. is an anti-fluoride guy.
Yes. So back to the Kennedys.
To wrap that up.
So, yeah, he's...
I think he is a...
And I don't
and
know...
And that's probably where this guy came and he figured this... I think he was latching onto that.
And I'm sure of it. And the fluoride thing debate... comes back every so often. I guess it's been going on since I was a kid.
Right.
I remember them talking about over fluoridation in Tucson.
Right.
Well, and it caused, and I've noticed your teeth, you may have the same thing from where it works. It used to over-fluoridate, and those white spots.
Yeah. They're kind of like little stripes a little bit.
Yeah, like stripes. Yeah. And
a little bit.
They don't affect your teeth. They're
not
bad.
Terribly noticeable, is it?
It's only noticeable because I have the same thing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I got all my adult.
Probably on an Air Force basis. Probably the government was really cranking
fucking
it, and that's where it came from.
Right?
So I need to sue Joe Biden.
You definitely should.
It's Joe Biden.
Because he invented
fault.
Fluoride.
He did. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, is that where we're going with this? Where is he going with this?
Oh, my gosh. I had a little thought there, too, about something else.
I think the over-fluoridation was a cause for COVID.
It probably did. I think.
And it turned the frogs gay.
Yeah, I don't know where I got this. I'm sure it was, and that's fine. I'm glad I got over it now. And actually, I've been working more out there on the floor the last couple of days, and I've kind of enjoyed it, actually, to be honest.
Look at that. Good.
When no one else was around, when I could just do the work. Before I wasn't happy because it was like we were having to catch up, but I thought, you know what, I can do this and get through it, you know, without slowing down or asking me how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to be able to have a long skill I've had for that long to where. And I've always told the guys, too, because they'll be kind of frustrated with a job or this or how's that going to go. And I'm going, we need to have a brief meeting, a 30-second meeting here once again. Okay, guys, there has never been an aircraft that I've ever worked on. You know, I've never waved the white flag. In all these years I've done this, and Red said, I guess we can't fix this airplane. You know, so we're always going to win the job.
Right.
You know, it's not going to ever – so don't get a negative, like, how's this going to happen? This is going to suck, and that's going to be terrible, and I don't know how we're going to approach this. We got this. You know, we are, and again, one of my good friends who was a technical guy, an engineering type of guy, he said one of the assumptions that he always makes is to first realize and believe that you are smarter than the material in the vehicle that you're working on.
I like that. That's
just remember that you are superior to what you're working on.
That goes along the same lines as something my grandfather said, which is probably came from
his dad maybe too or something.
And well, from my grandfather, I know he got it. It was a Corps of Engineers kind of like a low key like unofficial motto is that remember you are a man, and men invented this that you're working on.
Right. It's very similar.
You can fix this.
It's a similar
vein. Like this is not. This is not witchcraft. It's just brutal science.
Right.
It either works or it doesn't. And it worked before you got it, so let's figure out how to make it work again. Paul almost got a text from whoever he got COVID from.
I was gonna say, what do you think about my, don't you think my sexy facial growth, I mean, it's sexy in the kind of way of, like, I lost my hearing aid and I broke my hip kind of way. Don't you think it kind of looks good?
Are you talking about your facial hair?
My facial hair, yeah, because it's
when
you say
facial
gray.
Growth, I was like, do you have a tumor?
Is there a goiter over there? I can't see.
Yeah, oh, God, there it is. Jesus Christ, it's gigantic. It's staring at me. It's so angry.
But I'm going to shave tomorrow.
It has, no, and I think you should, I've always thought you should grow a beard out because
I don't want a beard.
Well, just get a close-cropped beard.
How closely cropped?
Like maybe a little shorter than what I have.
This is shorter than what you have.
Oh, this fucking a little shorter, not a lot shorter.
I don't want to.
Not
do,
5 days
it,
worth
it,
of growth.
It bothers me. Anyway,
it bothers you because you're a fucking military brat. That's
well, yeah,
the only
and I gotta
reason.
Wear masks that fit around your face. On
oh,
occasion.
yeah. That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
Even though my guys don't care and they do it anyway, I'm like, well, your mask isn't working.
That's why they won't get to 85 years old and look 60 like you do.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Like don't I look like I got my AARP card for 20 years?
You should just hand that out to those guys. Here, you're going to need this in like 5 years.
Right. We maybe, because of what you're doing, we can falsify some of the documentation and have you join AARP sooner.
Then maybe you can get like some sort of federal grants or something for employing the elderly.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be it. So I had a thought about a restaurant. You know how?
Oh no!
Like this would be like it needs to be a restaurant where you would go in there. There is no menu, so and basically the shtick or the deal of this restaurant is the waiter or waitress or wait staff whatever
server.
The server determines what you're going to have based on. Your personality, how you look, you know, your attitude and how they think, you know, in other words, it would be, but that would be the shtick. So it's kind of a combination of, and they would tell you, oh, I know what you're going to have, honey. you know, because you're starting to give him a lip. So it's kind of a combination of like a Michelin star non-menu place,
right?
Plus, like the black ladies who would yell at all the drunk white people
in Chicago, and Dick's Last Resort. Yeah,
but that's what it is. It's like it's only like a handful of items. Like, oh, you're going to have this for an appetizer. You know, there's a number of things on there, but you don't get to choose.
Or if they walk in and they're like, "Oh, hey, sugar, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Ohio. All right,
let's get the ranch dressing hose out here.
Yeah, like that kind of. That would be kind of funny, but then it would be like. Artisanal ranch dressing.
Right. It wouldn't be the shitty stuff. Like, it'd be a nice restaurant. So you have to pay for it. And I don't know if you could pull it off or not, but it'd be kind of funny how, again, you get to, well, I'm allergic to this. Okay. Well, maybe those kind of people wouldn't want to go to a place like that because they're going to make
I don't
you
want
have
those
this.
People at a restaurant with me anyway.
Right. And then it's going
to
be.
Unless they're
be,
allergic to shellfish. That's a legitimate allergy. I understand true. That. Like all the rest of them, I swear to God, are just people making shit up.
Like you can just say, well, what allergies do you have? Well, I don't like. No, not what you don't like. What allergies do you actually have? And maybe you have to fill it out online before you show up. I don't know.
Right.
So this is getting more complicated already, but I would think that you could let them, they could have whatever drinks they wanted, you know, non-alcoholic. That's on them. You can have whatever you want. You're going to have a good time. You know, you can relax, have what drinks you want, but then we're going to decide. Again, it can't be, we're just going to offer this and that's it. It's got to be, you have to kind of jazz it up a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Based on how the waiter is feeling, the wait staff is feeling, how they look, how young or old they are, or if it's really a young couple, then maybe you force them to have something like a, really an old couple would order normally. You know, just to kind of change. This is what's going to happen. 40 years from now, you'll
like
be enjoying this meal.
Lobster thermidor or something.
some ancient
1950s recipe.
Right. God, I'm trying to think of another old thing that you hear about.
Bread pudding.
People still do bread pudding, though, don't they?
My mom makes a killer bread pudding. Calico's has it on their salad bar.
I don't know. I can't.
I still think your baked Alaska has to be one of those 1960s trendy ones.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Yeah, no, it's delicious. Don't get me wrong, but
getting like the after-hour Chicago place, which you remember the name of that place. I can't remember.
I do not remember the name of it.
We've talked about this before on this podcast where, folks, in case you – oh, by the way, Ed Mann is in Chicago.
Yes, he is.
Right. Is he going to be there when he listens to this podcast?
No, he got back today.
Okay.
From what I understand.
It kind of reminded me of that a little bit, too, is like – we should have brought that up. Like, if he could stay up late, he goes, you and the missus need to go down and get yelled at by the black women while you guys are trying to decide what you want to order.
I don't know which one of them would snap, but I know one of them would.
But wouldn't they be okay?
Yeah.
But that's, people go there to get yelled at. They know the
deal. they go there to get yelled at, and I wouldn't want to do it. I might sit back and watch, but I wouldn't want to get yelled at.
Oh, you
at
wouldn't?
All. No.
Oh, come on. Everybody's having
a
good time.
No, you know what I like about black ladies? When they call me sugar or baby. Because they're being sweet.
But not
being
properly yelled at.
Yeah, and I don't want to be yelled at by a black lady.
Yeah, but
I just
they're not.
Don't.
They're not serious, obviously.
I know, but still, I just.
So what is, folks? The name of the place is there. Some place is it a truck? Is it a food truck?
I think so.
And so they open up like probably after like 2 a.m. in like the bar district somewhere in downtown Chicago, and when all the places start shutting down, they open up and they, I don't know if they serve hot dogs or burgers, but they have like milkshake. It's all good. Half drunk bar food that you can get, and the deal is you go there, and all these usually it's drunk white fraternity guys. They're about
it's
that
Ed
age, right?
DeBevics.
Ed
DeBevics. It's a 50s Chicago diner with snarky servers.
Oh, it's a diner. It's not a.
Yeah, but they have a window you can walk up to late at night.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So what it is you go up there and you're kind of half buzzed, and they start yelling at you because you've been staying there for too long. And people are waiting for you, and they you have to look at it. You have to go on YouTube and check it out. I guarantee there are YouTube little clips of them really yelling at the people that are trying to order, and they're not really mad at you. It's the shtick. It's not like it's like
it's their thing. It's like Dick's Last Resort,
right?
But which is.
But all the customers are drunk and they're standing there.
Yeah. And
getting yelled at. What do you want?
At the end of the night, like after drinking and shit like that, I think that could actually be really fun. Because I had a blast at Dick's Last Resort.
There you go. Yeah.
I went there with my brothers and their friends the weekend my brothers and I, their bachelor weekend, bachelor party weekend.
Yeah.
Like a joint bachelor party. And we went to Dick's Last Resort
and
walked up and... the hostess looked at me and looked at them and was like, God damn, sorry guys, we don't get another shipment of food until tomorrow, so I don't know if we're going to be able to feed all you guys. And I was like, oh, it's going to be like that. And she's like, it's like that. And I was like, well, I don't think the Planet Fitness reject is going to fucking tell me how much food we can and cannot eat, so why don't you sit us the fuck down? And she's like, oh, here we go. We're going to have fun. And then the server came over, and he was like, oh, okay, well, you guys all definitely come from the same gene pool. So where out in the Midwest are you from? And I fucking died laughing because it was so true, except for the one. I love that she said that knowing that there was one member of our party that was black.
Yeah.
Which everybody else was like very pasty, pale white with blue eyes.
Clearly Midwest, like you're saying.
And me and my brothers all kind of look alike because we're fucking brothers.
Right.
But he said that. And then TJ, my black brother, was like, what the fuck's that supposed to mean? And he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there until you smiled. And I was like, this is the best place on earth. I need to work here.
Yeah.
All right. And I was like, all right, Scooter, you can go now. We're going to look at the menus. And he's like, what? What'd you say to me? And I caught him. Mm-hmm. And I said, Scooter, so Scoot, please. Live up to your name, son. I'm sure you can do what you need to do. That said something. He came back. Once I got him,
right.
That was it. He never quite came back from that.
Right.
And he tried to come back and put like the dunce caps on us. And I'm like, wait, so how do you get a job here? Is it just one of the people that break down crying when somebody says something to you? And he's like, man, you are just the funny guy of the group. I'm like, nah, I'm the one who was the most picked on because athlete, athlete, brainiac, brainiac, athlete, athlete, athlete. Mm-hmm. Funny guy. What else you fucking got? And my brothers and their friends are all fucking cracking up just mm-hmm. like because they've never been to that kind of a concept.
Right.
But my thing is I was already 8 beers deep in an mm-hmm. afternoon of multiple beers and
right.
Gin and soda and whatnot. And I just didn't give a shit. And right. I did have a blast. But so I think I could handle going to that Chicago place.
So I'm going to repeat the story, too, because we told this, you know, a couple years ago, probably. But I remember my father, when we were still flying for Delta, and it was up, and it may have been Boston. I think it was a Boston area. And it was probably, I don't know if it was a Dick's or a place just like that. And he was there, and the crew went there because that's where they wanted to go.
Cause, yeah.
And they know the deal. And there was this German couple. My father was importing German sailplanes or gliders at that point. So he saw that they were traveling. But they didn't know any of this. They're walking there as...
Oh, my God.
As tourists. And they're getting set down. They're seeing people kind of getting yelled at. And they're doing this. And they're going, oh, my God. You know, they were looking at each other. And they were talking and looking. And they were concerned, like, something's going to happen. And, you know, there's the energy is just wrong. This is not right and normal. And my father saw them and he went over to him. You know, where are you from, Germany? Because he goes, you're not under. It took him several times to explain. You know, this is what it is. And like, oh my God, we need to leave them. You know, he said, no. This is on purpose. You know, this is people come here because
right.
they want to yell and get yelled at and all this kind of crap. And they finally got. And then they finally Germans have the best sense of humor anyway. And
as we know,
right? But then they finally got it and finally. He said it was really hard for them to really enjoy it. They were enjoying it, but they were so they don't get it really. It's
yeah.
Like, why does this place exist? Okay, we're enjoying. We're not getting yelled at.
You think
real.
The Germans would understand why something so weird and niche like that would exist? Considering
like scat.
Like yeah, like with the scat porn and the lady with her giant toothbrush
thing,
and
yeah.
brushing the teeth in her vagina or whatever.
Right.
Like that you saw.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, that's a German version of a donkey show. That's what they get.
Basically was.
Which is, I would love to see that. Not in any sort of sexual way. Like I'm not into the dentata
right.
or anything like that.
Right.
I would just want to see that because I think I would burst out laughing
right.
the moment
was,
she busted
again,
out
was,
a giant
again,
toothbrush.
I was 16 years old or something.
Was, yeah. Which makes it so much yeah. better.
But my father said the funny thing happened to him because they were having conversation and everybody's getting yelled at. Like what are y'all? Y'all are going to complain, whatever. So my father's cutting his steak, as he normally would. But I know this is a common thing that they would do. They go, what are you doing? That's not how you do it. And this very large-breasted woman that was yelling at came around behind him and was reaching around, and her boobs were in his back.
Oh, my God.
This is how you do it. And she goes, her boobs are flopping on his back.
That is fucking
and
brilliant.
She's cutting the steak for him.
Oh, my God. We had one lady come over and try and cut me down a bit. Once I got the guy, and you could tell that he was floundering, he needed to take a few minutes to himself.
Right.
She said he was busy and she was going to help him out, and I was like, "Well, can you help him with his fucking jokes?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, what did you say?" I'm like, "I didn't stutter, did I? And if I did, you done heard me twice. Can I help you with something?" And she's like, "I just came back to check on y'all's food, but this guy wants to be an asshole." And I'm like, "I'm sorry. I'm not the one who's being an asshole. I'm just being a dick." And then I got a free fucking drink. But okay. it was a whalebone. It was like the 3 foot tall drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, "You get a free one for that." And I was like, "Oh, that's fine."
Right.
Yeah. And then she's wondering, like, "Try not to get your tits in the way." And she came back and she's like, "That's fucked up." And I'm like, "That was pretty good, wasn't it?" She goes, "You could fucking work here." And I'm like, I would work
I know
here
you could, yeah.
And I would be the happiest son of a bitch after that 8 hours is
right,
over.
Because
I would just get it all out.
Oh, it's and all
it,
out.
It's like, but then I like
a colonic. You just had a
yeah. Yeah, just get it all out and just like, oh, nothing left. But I also I even asked her, because she was the one who like I went up and I paid the bill, and I said, "So how long have you worked here?" She's like, "I worked here almost 5 years." And I, "How many days a week?" She says, 4 days a week. I said, "Okay, what are you doing? What are you reliving? Because like you're most people that have cutting, like real nasty, either sardonic or very quick wit or just nasty, like brutal cut downs."
Uh-huh.
Were bullied in some way, and you don't seem to be the type. And she's like, "Why is that?" I said, "Well, you're like 5'9", gorgeous, everything." And she goes, "Yeah, but I didn't get. Remember when I was walking around, you said try not to get your tits in the way. I didn't have any real breast tissue until I was about 22. And I'm like, "Oh shit!" And she was probably about 30. She goes, "I was an athlete, but I was brutally made fun of by everybody."
Did she have artificial.
No, she just didn't. She just didn't develop.
Didn't grow.
She was a gymnast, and she just didn't develop until she was like started developing in her early 20s. She's like, "I had no hips, I had no ass, and I had no tits. I basically was a 14-year-old boy at 22 years old." I'm like, "God damn!" But so you had plenty of bullies. Are you reliving those bullies? She goes, "Oh, in everybody's face, especially the drunken assholes that come in here."
Yeah.
And I just kind of envision all the women who bullied me, and all the men who turned me down, all the boys. Mm-hmm. And I just take it all out on them, and it's fucking incredible therapy.
I bet
fucking
it is.
Bet.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a lot of fun. And she goes, people come in here, the type of person that comes in here, they kind of want to be abused a little bit.
Right, right.
But there's always one or two in each group that you can just, they teach us, and they taught them in training how not to hone in on those people, because those are the
right.
people that are not going to have a good time.
Right.
They're there as part of a group. They're the me of the dudes who go to strip clubs. And she goes, "You don't like strip clubs?" I'm like, "Not really,
yeah.
not really, for various reasons." But also, I have a 15-year-old daughter at home, and it just makes me uncomfortable. And she's like, "Oh, but I go along with the flow because I'm in a group of people that's what they're all going, and I'm not gonna take a stand
right.
on titty bars. I'm gonna go over in front of the nearest AA meeting. Like, I'm not gonna do that."
Right.
And she was really cool to talk to out of character.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, "How easy is it for you to drop back into that character?" She goes, "It's so fucking easy."
Mm-hmm.
"It's so easy. As soon as you walk out and you see other people doing the same thing that you're about to do at the table, you're just thinking of shit
right.
constantly."
Like, "Oh, that'd have been a good one to have."
Yeah. And also, it's kind of a dream job for a server. And I said, "Why is that?" And she goes, I've worked as a server before in other restaurants, diners.
Mm-hmm.
Medium scale, upscale, and never ever have I ever been able to go off on a customer.
Yeah, and this is the time that you can.
Fuck yeah, and you're getting paid to do it.
Right. You have to stuff it all down. Keep put it down inside.
Ball it up. Ball it push it down.
Never let it come out.
Never let it come
again.
Out. Or you let it come out on the people that care about you the most.
Yeah. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Take a break?
Do you want to take a break?
Yes.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Every man can be replaced.
forgot until almost the end of the day that it's the spring equinox. Did you know that?
It is?
I think today is vernal equinox.
That was the 21st.
But I think this year it's today.
Because of leap year?
I don't know. But do a quick Google. I think today's the 19th, right?
No, it's the... yes, it is. Yeah,
today. I think equinox is today. I will shut up.
Oh, boy. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 at 8:06 p.m. It was a half hour ago.
Okay.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
Here's what's cool, because normally it's around the 21st, like you pointed out.
Yeah.
And I'm not even thinking, you know, had it been the 21st, I would have probably seen other posts. I didn't see any posts anywhere. I didn't see anything about it anywhere. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. And then my sister said, happy spring, everybody, to my family text.
Right.
And she doesn't follow the equinoxes and stuff. And I went, because usually she's wrong, and I usually kind of correct her on it, because I still do that, because I'm her brother.
Because you're her pissing little brother.
Right.
Yeah.
So I looked it up and went, vernal equinox, and I went, it was today, and went, no shit.
Well, goddamn.
It's my sister.
Jeanette got one right.
She wasn't on purpose, though, because I said, it is a vernal equinox. I was unaware of that. She goes, oh, ha, 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 or, like, she didn't even realize it. It's just warmer, I guess, and she just going to announce that it's spring. And she happened to got it right. And I went, oh, cool.
You started off trying to be a dick of a little brother, and then realized, hey, Sissy got one right. And then you realized Sissy didn't get one right. She accidentally got one right.
Right. She swerved into it occasionally.
She definitely occasionally, like a broken clock is correct.
Right. And that's what happened. And then it surprised me. I mean, I haven't seen anything on anywhere, no references from anybody.
So I'm remembering this morning, prior to my first sip of coffee, what I've been doing lately is, since I don't have to be at work until like 10:45, 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm still
like
up at like 7 or 8
o'clock.
Yeah, like I'm punching a factory clock at the record store.
Right.
I will get up and I'll turn on like the East Coast broadcast of NBC, like morning news, like the half hour news, news program. It has already aired and been posted onto YouTube ad free.
So you can just watch it. Yeah.
So I'll turn that on, and while I'm making my breakfast, making my coffee,
which takes a lot less time to watch, by the way, because it's ad free, and you get to really see how long the news takes.
Correct.
It's like less than 20 minutes.
It's like
or 18
minutes. Yeah. It's like a sitcom.
Right.
And I'm I remember them saying, well, it's the first day of spring, and I'm like, what?
Right.
And then I just dismissed it because I went back to my food or coffee or something like that. But now that I think about it, yeah, that's a thing. So now we're, halfway through the year. A quarter of the way through the year.
Yeah. And it's vernal equinox, equal night or equal night, whatever. That's the equal day, exact number of minutes per day and night from sunset to sunrise in the backside of the clock, if you will.
Yes.
Is the same today, and that's it.
That's
now
it.
Now it's getting longer, and our days get longer.
Yep.
Well, they've been getting longer, and now they're equal, and they're going to be getting longer until the fall equinox.
Did you ever try and do the egg, like stand the egg up?
I think it's all bullshit, isn't it?
I think it kind of is.
What's the fall equinox called? The fall equinox?
Autumnal.
Is it autumnal?
Autumnal, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, no, I think it's... I don't know where they ever came about, but people really believed it. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's right.
They think that because of the Coriolis effect, that in the southern hemisphere, toilets and sinks drain the other direction.
Right.
Which is also not true.
Which I believed for a long time because I thought I saw evidence for a long time of that, which apparently isn't true.
It's not. And there's scammers at the equator.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that thing. That try and do that down the...
right on the line, they show how they trick people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
it's because people want to be tricked,
sure.
You know,
but it kind of makes sense because you think of hurricanes or what do they call them, cyclones,
right?
And they do spin in generally the opposite direction, right?
No,
the equator.
They do. On either side of the equator, yeah. Absolutely. No, that does happen.
Yeah,
but those are gigantic.
But it doesn't
things.
Translate into toilets flushing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Not even a little bit. And even the tides don't follow the Coriolis effect. It's literally atmospheric conditions.
Well, that Coriolis guy, you can just go bite one then. The Coriolis partial time
effect. How dare you?
Effect.
How dare you? How dare you speak ill of Coriolis?
Did he do anything else other than that?
I don't think so. I honestly think the guy just spun around. He was spun out of his mind all the time.
What's going on? It's Coriolis.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever.
When was Coriolis?
He sounds Greek, so a while ago.
Is it going to be like a long time? Like who is this Coriolis guy? When did he come around and go, I think I've discovered this thing, and I'm going to put my name on it because that's the kind of person I am. He's like Trump putting his name on everything. He's like he witnessed a thing, and he called it the Coriolis effect. Joe's looking.
Oh, my God.
My 1952?
1986. Okay. Gaspard Gustave de Coriolis.
Wow.
Coriolis.
Yeah. It was when?
1792 to 1843. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. Was he a regular lay person, or was he like a pretend scientist?
No, he was a pretend. Yeah, he was a... You're so ridiculous. He went to École Polytechnique, so I'm fairly certain he was not a lay person.
École.
He is...
Oh, he's French?
Yes.
Okay.
Born in Paris, 1792.
So after the Revolutionary War. Wait, 1792. When was the French Revolution?
Like 1792. Or wait.
Yeah, when was it? Let's look that up and see how old he was when that happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how old was Coriolis?
God damn
it. I want to say it was like it was like 1789 or something.
Okay, he was born in 1782.
1789 to 1799.
He was 7 years old when the French Revolution happened.
Yes.
In Paris.
Yeah.
Wow, that was probably exciting as a kid.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah. Was he running around collecting heads, for example? Was that what he was doing?
I think he was one of those mop boys that was just mopping up the blood in the streets. If you read A Tale of Two Cities.
He was watching blood spinning in the streets, and then
he goes,
"Hey, that's
I'm going to name an effect after me later on." After that, I don't know what it is, but I think the blood's running other directions.
I don't know. Can you imagine being a kid in Paris during the French Revolution? I mean, I don't know what that was like. Maybe they didn't really give a shit. You know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't like maybe that rough. He probably moved to the suburbs.
The suburbs of Paris.
He didn't call them suburbs back
then. Yeah, it says right here that it says right here that Gaspard Coriolis lived in a 3-bed, 2-bath house
in the
suburbs. No.
Oh. Was it a McMansion?
Yeah, it was definitely a McMansion. Oh, my God. It's crazy how stucco.
In the suburbs of Paris.
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God, Coriolis Ranch. So terrible.
I wonder if was he wealthy? Did he come from a wealthy grape farmer or something? I just want to know a little bit of history.
It doesn't say anything about his like early... Hold on, let's see. Nothing about his early life or anything like that. He was born in 1792. Mm-hmm. In 1808, he sat the entrance exam, was placed second of all the students entering that year.
Oh.
1816, he became a tutor of the École Polytechnique, where he did experiments on friction and hydraulics. I bet he did some friction and some hydraulics experimentation in college. 1829, he published a textbook, Calculation of the Effect of Machines. Wow.
Okay, established the correct guy. He was a smart guy.
He established the correct expression for kinetic energy and its relation to mechanical work. Holy shit.
Wow. See, he needs to be talked about more than just this Coriolis effect.
Yeah, no fucking shit. Oh, my God.
Kinetic energy.
Yeah, as in, like, do you remember how to express kinetic energy? It's half times MV.
Mass times velocity. Is that it?
Squared.
Oh, squared. Okay.
Invented that.
Or was able to express it.
Was able to express it.
To figure out how much energy was in a thing.
And then its relation to mechanical work, which is incredible.
Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. That was Bill Hicks, by the way. Do you remember that? Bill Hicks said he was going doing shows in Alabama or something like that, Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
He's a pretty smart guy, and occasionally people at the show would not be taking kindly to some of his comments. Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader.
Oh, my God. Coriolis's papers do not deal with the atmosphere or even the rotation of the Earth, but with the transfer of energy in rotating systems like water wheels. Coriolis discussed the supplementary forces that are detected in a rotating frame of reference, and he divided these forces into two categories. The second category contained the force that would eventually bear his name. That's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
That is crazy. That's so crazy.
Crazy. Anyway.
We learned something on the second half of Cartoon Casual.
Yeah. And so Kate Middleton's been missing for a while.
Yeah, she has. I think the Coriolis effect got her.
I think she's spinning out of control. She got spun. No, she, I don't think Kate Middleton.
So you think something has happened, or she? Okay, she wigged out, or
let
she...
me tell you what happened to me. Late Sunday night, St. Patty's Day, went to a show. Shout out to Leonard Interior. He's the guy that does our outro music.
Yeah,
and he's been on the show a handful of times.
What's the band he was? He was with the.
He was
the
in
Painters.
A band. He is in a band called the Painters
with a Z.
And what they do are they do some originals, but mostly covers of various classic rock and some modern rock tunes with a reggae kind of twist.
Yeah,
on
and
it.
You go, what? It's really cool.
It's incredible, and
it's not just like reggae. Like they're not going boom, boom.
If any of you folks out there are familiar with the band The Expendables, they're like that. Mm-hmm. And Paul, I know you've probably never heard The Expendables. You may have heard it with me, maybe, but
probably
The Expendables. They have twin lead guitars, and on occasion, you'll hear things that are like that's kind of sounds like Iron Maiden, but with a reggae, it's like a hard rock with a reggae kind of tone to it. It's incredible, and the Painters do a very good job at it. And also, I thought Leonard's guitar was going to burst into flames the other night.
It was on fucking fire.
Well, they did a medley of All Along the Watchtower and Voodoo Child, and they did All Along the Watchtower, and it was real fucking heavy and just real, just, oh, my God.
But that was worth seeing.
And then, because it's in the same key as Voodoo Child, they rolled right into that, and then that's really when Leonard just fucking let loose.
Right.
And
like
it was
his,
like
his not his alter ego, his ego.
His ego and his id formed into one giant cock that can play the guitar.
So it was a cock standing there ripping the guitar.
It was a cock with hair.
Yeah.
On the top.
On the top of it.
On the top.
Not normally where the hair would be.
Playing the guitar. Not playing, making love to the guitar.
Mm-hmm. Become fusing with the guitar in a way.
They became one.
Like,
and it was
morphing in and out.
It was like, as the French say, the beast with two backs.
Yeah,
it was
got it.
In fucking incredible, and sure I was like, and also I didn't drink very much, so I know this isn't just drunk me.
It was
going,
really
my
good.
Friend kicked ass. Right. No, it was so incredible, and people it got to a point where instead of people like cheering and clapping and stuff, people were silent watching him just do his magic.
So did they? They formed a religion right then and there.
Yeah,
because it would have happened.
Yeah, it's like the cult of Leonard.
Yeah,
the interior cult. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Get back late. You know, it's a Sunday night, but I didn't have to do much on Monday morning. I get into bed about 12:45, maybe 1 o'clock.
Okay, not too
And I'm, like,
at
looking
all.
On my phone, just kind of, like, trying to wind down from the incredible fucking show I just saw. And looking at the news, and since the UK is, what, are they 9 hours ahead of us right now-ish?
Seven.
Are we set?
Seven.
They oh, because of be, daylight. Yeah,
yeah normally we're, yeah. well...
Normally we're eight. We're it's
Arizona's always seven.
It's 7 hours UTC right
yeah,
now.
Yes, yes.
Minus UTC
because Arizona doesn't change their clocks.
Correct.
So we're all, and they don't either over there.
So then
so we're seven.
Gotcha. Okay. So
always seven.
It's like coming up on 8 o'clock in the morning there, right?
Then when you were up
there
yes.
when I was awake.
Correct. Yeah.
And I was looking at the news and there was these breaking news. I'm like, oh God, somebody shot someplace up.
All right.
Click on it and it's BBC had been alerted, was put on high alert,
right?
Waiting for a communique from Buckingham Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't been able to substantiate that, and then by the time I got up and was doing things and whatnot, it had already made the morning news.
Like you're saying, oh God, you're suspecting things.
Well, the article, and this was from like CNN. CNBC, like there were major news outlets reporting this. This wasn't fucking Newsmax or something,
right?
You know, or Grandma's Sewing Circle says the BBC's gonna be alerted. But what they were talking about was that the last time that happened, it's only happened a couple times in the past 30-40 years. The last time it happened, where there was, because there's like a bat phone, like direct link from Buckingham Palace to the BBC.
But last time was the Queen, I imagine.
Last time was the Queen. The time before that was Princess Diana being killed.
Wow, that's not very often.
And they were put on standby like 45 minutes before the announcement
was... That's like 40 years apart or something.
That's 97.
So 97 and... Okay,
yeah.
Well...
Labor Day weekend,
okay, so
97.
35 years apart or...
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
25 years apart.
I can't do the math. 25? That was it? No. 25. Whatever.
Queen Elizabeth died last year.
Yes.
Right? 1997.
1997. Oh, 25, 6 years.
26 years. Yeah, 26
yeah.
years. Whatever.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway... He works on planes, folks, if you need him to. He uses a slide rule,
I don't
rule,
do
though.
Math with the airplanes I work on. I just, they don't...
You don't need to.
They feel me, and I feel them.
You are getting consent, right?
They don't talk much, so...
Nope.
No.
Anyway.
All right, so you're waiting for this news.
So I'm just like, oh, fuck, something's happening. And then TikTok
and
blew up.
And YouTube's death. Now we got a record here of death.
So the BBC has not commented on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 36 hours later, mm-hmm. right? Still haven't commented on it.
Typical Brits, like very close.
Well, it was leaked out. That was the thing. It was like a source from the BBC, and then there had to have been a corroboration. Right. There had to be like two sources. Otherwise, mm-hmm. an outfit like CNN is not going to report on that.
No, they do need, that's an old school journalism, but yes, they want two
for something that
sources
big,
they are reliable.
Because you are two reliable sources.
And it can't be one source that's reliable quoting another reliable source. It's got to be independently.
Two independent sources.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
And then they had that, and it said that CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, like they were all reporting, AP was all reporting this.
Mm.
There hasn't been one. I don't know if you're familiar with what's been going on with the whole Kate Middleton thing. She had abdominal surgery.
Well, I've
no
a
one's
bit.
Seen her.
I didn't know any of that until the news
No
came
one's
out.
Seen her since like early January or late December.
Right.
Which is fine. She had abdominal surgery.
Right. It's only March, so.
Yeah, that's a long recovery time, especially right. if it was emergency surgery.
Right.
It's not like, all right, we're going to go in and do this. We're going to do it. No, we have to cut her open now or she's going to fucking die.
What was the problem?
They didn't say. They did not specify. Just said abdominal surgery.
Typical royal family.
Very much so. Like King Charles, we don't know what cancer he has.
Right.
So that's the thing. Yeah, she had abdominal surgery. He's got cancer. That's been confirmed, and they talked about it. They didn't say what stage, what kind of cancer, how right. aggressive, nothing. Just said cancer. Getting treated for cancer. But then you've got the other speculation that I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Is that either someone has died.
Which, or the last two ones were death.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
do you think the king is dead?
They would have said something by now.
Okay, yeah.
If the king had died. Right. And I'm pretty sure they would have said something if Kate Middleton had died. You know, Princess
right,
Kate,
by now, sure.
Princess Kate.
Yeah.
So by now, 36 hours, some odd hours later, almost 48 hours later. So that leaves like King Charles abdicating the throne because he's too sick.
Right.
And he's going
to
hand
gonna
it down,
step
hand
down,
it,
to,
step down and,
to William.
And to William, yeah. right? Or it could be that William's not going to take the crown.
Right, that was discussed, and then he decided he ain't going to do it.
And he wants to go the
and
way.
And Harry ain't going to do
and
it.
And Harry's not going to do it.
He's like, I'm out of here. He
and
checked out.
And William
while back.
Has said, if you abdicate now, I'm dissolving the monarchy.
Right.
And
so that could be the news.
And that's
like
why
the
it's
end
take,
of the monarchy is
it's
now
why
happened.
It's taking so long.
Yeah.
Because it won't throw the world into turmoil. It's not going to affect too many things. It's going to affect
it'll
like
be
the
news
London
for a while though.
The London stock market
really gives a shit. But you know.
I bet you the London stock market or stock exchange has some issues.
Sure, it'll right? fluctuate around.
It'll fluctuate
around.
Because that's huge news. Like right. we're talking like a very very old family. But, like, monarchies don't really exist in Europe anymore.
They don't have the effect that they used to have at all.
They don't.
They still do formalities and stuff. And they
absolutely.
They do some paperwork because they say you're supposed to. But they don't. It doesn't matter.
Ribbon cutting at a car dealership. Like, they don't really do.
I think Queen Elizabeth was at. They opened up a Dairy Queen in London somewhere. And she
oh
was
my
there
God.
Getting your dipped cone.
Dairy Queen.
Because it's Queen. Get it?
Yeah, got
oh,
it.
You got it?
Got it. It's so stupid, but
it's
so
stupid.
Funny.
That's how stupid the monarchy is.
That was such a, right? It's such a fucking perfect joke. Oh, man. So all those royal families still exist all over
yeah.
Europe, right?
We discussed who's out there. Like the Monaco thing, that shit.
There's the Monaco
matter.
Thing, but I mean the actual families, like they still,
oh, yeah,
like the
yeah,
relatives,
yeah.
the descendants
yeah.
of those people of monarchies.
And they have a lot of money and they don't do anything.
Yeah, there's still Habsburgs that still exist.
Right. They're playing croquet or something. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They're playing croquet with their giant jaw.
Right. that's their mallet.
Anyhow,
mallet jaws. Yeah.
So there's these theories out there, what's going on. And I wonder if maybe it does have something to do with the monarchy being dissolved. Like
so,
it would be,
so you think it
would
be
kind of cool.
Be that, and it's not really what's her name? God damn it,
Kate Middleton.
Kate, think it's.
I
not,
think she's recovering, and she's
so
just,
that's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she is definitely in recovery.
Yeah.
From abdominal surgery, if that did happen, unless that's a cover story,
right.
I'm sure it's not, because otherwise, why would you put that out in the universe? Like
right.
that's like, oh yeah, she's recovering from abdominal surgery when really she's like she was a cokehead or something. Like why
right.
would you say abdominal surgery? That's just bad luck. No, I think she really did have surgery, and they had like the photoshopped photo. Did you see that last week?
That was
like,
odd.
That was I don't think
all this analysis all over the place.
It was so ridiculous how much analysis went on with that, but.
It's like, more than the Zapruder film or something that's going on here.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Right,
back and to the left. Back and to the left.
But then they had that video clip that we saw earlier. And, well, there she is walking with, it looks like William. But it didn't really look like her.
Didn't look like her.
And I'm not a Kate Middleton expert by any means. I'm going, that doesn't really quite look like her.
And that was a woman who was walking without any sort of, it didn't look like she was wearing a binder like most people do. Post-op, like 6 months sometimes after abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of surgery she had. If they sliced her, really sliced and diced, and not, it wasn't laparoscopic surgery, if they really had to remove a huge mass, they can't go in laparoscopically with little and tiny incisions, you know. So, but also, she didn't look like somebody who had surgery a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. She was walking like a woman who was headed into Planet Fitness. Like, she was in
so
prime
if they
shape.
Had outpatient or
I don't think
as
that
minor,
was her.
You could still walk. You could walk around like. Couldn't you walk around okay with the
did you see the way she was walking
technology?
With aggression? Like she like the full body shot of her walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, she was like a normal.
I don't think
walk.
It looks like it didn't. To me, it didn't look like her.
No, but it didn't look like.
But regardless,
like her face didn't look quite right either.
It didn't look quite right.
But I never heard anybody analyzing. Here we keep going on. Analyzing that, going, that doesn't look
this
like
this morning
her.
On
does
the news.
Look like to you?
On
no,
the,
it doesn't look like
on
me.
NBC on the NBC like morning news this
oh,
morning.
They did.
They were like that doesn't. They were talking about they're like we kind of don't look. That doesn't look like her. And they showed another like
it's
a
William's mistress.
It's William's mistress who looks like almost he's like 80% just like his wife.
Didn't you see what lies beneath? Huh? Huh?
No, I actually did not see what lies beneath.
Oh,
I'm not obsessed with what's her face like you are.
Oh yeah,
Scarface's
that's
girlfriend.
That's how I was so obsessed with her. What the
Michelle
fuck?
Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
I did not see what lies beneath.
By the way, Julia looks like Michelle Pfeiffer.
I know you've said that before.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
That's a pretty creepy, scary movie with Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer and the other chick that looks like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
That he was having an affair with. I mean. That was a goosebump scary.
I might have to watch that then.
Oh my
okay.
gosh.
Yeah. All right.
There were some scary scenes in that fucking thing. Anyway.
So anyway,
yeah.
I think Princess Kate is going to be fine, and I think she's just not in the public eye right now. People
do you think
are,
that was her
walking? Too much out there. I don't know. I'm not 100% certain. I'm not even 50% certain that was her. Now, I also wonder if I have a feeling that it's going to be what if there was any true merit to the BBC having, you know, been put on high alert. If that's the case, it has to do with either the king abdicating the throne and handing it off to William, and they want to get all their ducks in a row, because most of the time that doesn't happen. The last time that happened when an abdication was what, in the late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
With the dude that fell in love with the lady at the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. That's the king.
You're on in the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But he abdicated because he wanted to marry her, and she wasn't royal and da-da-da, whatever, and he fucking gave it up.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, I can't remember.
So the last time that happened, he was alive and lived the rest of his life fine, and he just wasn't the king anymore. Most of the time when kings abdicate, it's because of reasons like that.
Here's
like
what
if
I
you look
understand.
Back in history, most of the time they die, and then it passes on.
Can you
just
answer this? I feel like a noob here, because I'm not that much of a noob, but I don't quite understand the monarchy, because it's a monarchy, but it's not, it could be male or female. Why is the, because it was King, what's his name, during World War II, and the Queen
Edward?
Elizabeth became the queen.
Yeah.
Edward, I think. Was it Edward?
And he died.
He died, but how... But Queen Elizabeth was married to whatever the fuck
she wasn't
was.
Married yet.
Oh.
She got married after the fact.
But he was royalty also, was he not? Well, what was he, the Queen Elizabeth's husband?
But she came from that family line, the lineage, because that's why you wouldn't call him king. It's Queen something
right.
or other.
So
queen,
they don't, because they did have, for a while, to be King of England, or it was... You had to be. It was they wanted men. They wanted men to do all this shit. And here comes King Henry VIII, gonna off with their heads. You gotta produce me a son and all that kind of stuff. Is it that simple that there just wasn't a guy around and she
there
was
just
part
wasn't
of that
a guy?
Blood and you're a queen,
correct?
Because you're next in line.
In the absence of a male heir, it goes to her.
If she had a younger brother, would he have been king and her not queen?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alice, my stepmother, would know all this. She was used to be all infatuated with the...
Ed Mann's wife, Andrea, would know all of this. She would be correcting us sitting here.
She'd be getting references out, and she would be getting footnotes.
Dude, she would be able to rattle off the references in her brain, because she knows...
she'd be getting very upset with us right now.
She can recite, I think it's up to like 12 different... it's like the Order of Ascension.
Oh, we need to have her on the podcast.
I wanted to have her on the podcast since day one. Yeah.
No, I mean all this
Like an analyst.
Yeah.
I would almost call her, except she and Ed flew back from Chicago today.
I know.
And
maybe if it's still going on next week, we can get her to come on.
I'd be down with that.
What? You'd be a lot better than any of these hucksters on the fucking CNN or
hucksters.
Fox or huckster. There's a new term.
Huckster.
You Tammany Hall hucksters.
You Tammany Hall hucksters. Huckster. It sounds like Hulkster.
It does, but it's Huckster. That's an old fucking term.
It's a very old term.
I think in the movie Lincoln, he was getting mad at these people that weren't helping him get the 13th Amendment passed. Because you guys are bantering about like a bunch of Tammany Hall hucksters.
So fucking ridiculous.
So I went down the rabbit hole. What's a Tammany Hall? And, you know, there were
Tammany Hall. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. You know,
I only know that from Gangs of New York.
Okay, there you go.
Because that was Tammany. That was the guy who was trying to pull the strings.
Yeah.
In the background and like was Bill Cutting. Yes, I pay him. He's on the bankroll, but it's fine. He's fine. He keeps things in order in the 5 points. That was Tammany.
So we know that Andrea has opinions on
Andrea.
This. Andrea. It said Andrea. It's Andrea.
You know what's funny? I've never heard her correct anybody on mispronouncing her name. I usually do it because I find it funny.
Andrea.
Yeah.
It's not Andrea or Andrea. It's Andrea.
Andrea.
All right. Anyway.
It's one single Drea.
She probably has
Andrea.
Opinions on this, what's going on right now.
I'm sure she does. Right. And I'm sure she does. In fact, before I leave here, I'm going to text her, what are your thoughts on... what is going on with the royal family right now?
Is she into like all worldwide monarchies and kingdoms, or is it mainly Europe?
It's mostly Europe, and specifically like the House of Windsor. Like she knows more about that. But
a lot of people don't
goes way back though. Like she really knows her shit way back. And I can't remember if I've ever talked to her about
it's just a hobby
other royal
has,
families.
Right? It's her
yeah,
thing.
It's just like an interest. It's just like a it's kind of a hobby.
Wow,
and it's interesting. Like she can. Roll back, I think it's 11 or 12 back from whoever the reigning monarch is, the Order of Ascension.
Jesus.
So, like, do you remember the movie King Ralph?
Yes.
Do you remember how he became king?
No.
How they had to seek him out in, like, a bowling alley or something?
Oh, yeah, they had to find somebody.
All of the living royal family, and they wanted a picture. They hadn't had a picture together in, like, 30 years, and they got all the royal family together, and there was a lightning strike or some shit, and it killed everybody. And so they had to go down the list of the order, and it turns out he had like a fifth. He was like a fourth cousin of the king or queen or something like that. So they became King Ralph.
Okay.
And remember playing like Roll Over Beethoven on the harpsichord, like just outstanding movie.
It was funny.
And just and then they were trying to set him up with a royal. There's a princess like set him up because they needed a wife, right?
Right.
And she was like the Queen of Sweden, and it's like and I can't remember her name. Something Richardson. She's not Natasha Richardson, but the other one. Natasha Richardson was the one that was married to Liam Neeson, and she passed away after the skiing accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's her sister, who was on Nip Tuck. The wife, the blonde-headed wife on Nip Tuck. She was in it because she looks like she's a queen of, or a princess of Sweden.
Sure.
She's fucking 6 feet tall and blonde and pasty skin, right. Like blue eyes.
Yeah.
And but she had
in a headlock.
She had a prosthetic nose on her, and like John Goodman kept looking at her from across the table, like she is beautiful. Why is she not married? And someone sat down. It's like, Your Majesty, how are you? Oh, hello! And turns to the side. She's got this giant fucking nose. And old King Ralph starts laughing. I need to find that streaming somewhere. I need to see King Ralph.
God, I've only seen it once, and
I
forgot about how they found him.
It's so fucking funny. Yeah, they went through like genealogy records and traced it to it's in America, and I think it was Peter O'Toole was the butler.
Of course,
Peter O'Toole was the butler, and who was like trying to navigate John Goodman's character through like.
And you talked to them at an airport one.
I did.
Right?
Yeah, I talked to him for several hours at an airport when I was 13.
Something
13, I think it was 13 or 14.
Yeah.
And genuine, just incredible guy.
Yeah.
Now, he may have been drunk back then. Sure. Like, well, he was a drunk, but I don't know if he was drunk then. Now,
what has he done super lately? Is he doing anything?
He's back doing the Roseanne show, came back.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it's I think this season, the last season. I don't know. He does stuff. He's cool. I like John Goodman.
He did a good job in the movie Always. He was great in that movie.
He was great in Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Exterminator. He was so funny. Anyway, hey.
So maybe we'll get Andrea on. Andrea. Jesus. Yeah. That would be interesting. I would love to talk to her about that, just because I would love to see what kind of rabbit hole she can go down. And if she's really into it, she's just into it, you know.
She
like,
is,
and it's like she, one of she thinks the monarchy, like she like you know the monarchy should stay. They should make it continue, or she's like you know maybe it's time for it to end, you know that kind of thing. And
yeah,
what her opinion would be on that. I'm just kind of
yeah, I'd be kind of curious on that because I don't know that she's a fan of the royal family.
Right,
she
just knows about.
She's like a student and interested in like kind of all of them because I know that she's talked to me. I remember us talking about the Habsburgs and how they relate to certain other people and how like. Queen Elizabeth, her first cousin is this fucking guy who's not really, he is a royal family, but he's not, they don't have kings in that country
anymore. So because
anymore,
back, and, you know, several hundred, hundreds of years ago, she would, you know, like Mary, Queen of Scots, you know, the Scottish lineage and all that shit. She would know all that.
Fucking guarantee it. Wow. Yeah. I have all the faith in the world that she does.
Yeah, because it was confusing to me. I was going to these little small museums in Scotland with my father reading about all this. Oh, and this is it. I'm going, holy Christ, I cannot keep up with this. And that uncle and this guy, and then he married her, and then. Fuck, she probably just knows all this stuff.
And then there's all the illegitimate heirs, like the and then just it, you get deep in the weeds on it, and then you go far enough back.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, and then I remember bringing it up to her a long time ago. I said, "Do you know what the oldest still surviving lineage royal like royal line is that's out there?" And she's like, "I don't know." So then she starts thinking about it, and then because they all kind of trace back to like one or two families in Europe going back over 1,000 years, mm-hmm. right, or maybe three families. And I said, just older than that. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't even know. And I'm like, are you familiar with the Ethiopian royal family going back like to Menelik the First? And she's like, oh my God, I forgot about that. I'm like, yeah, they're
20, the oldest still
2,100 years.
Wow.
And that's where amazingly enough. So, allegedly. There's paper documentation to go back, scrolls and tablets and shit like that, that goes back to, what is it, the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon.
Wow.
Those two had children, and those children started the Ethiopian the Ethiopian dynasty.
This is a far reach. I know you know what I'm talking about here in a second, but is this connected somehow to where they said that the Ark of the Covenant or something is still
in Ethiopia. Yeah.
Is that they're connected to all that stuff.
Yeah. And then where that the Ethiopia was founded by one of the lost tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
And
I
that
remember,
was,
I remember
it was considered
a show on that or something.
It was considered myth for,
but they kind of
600 years.
True.
And guess what? Yeah. There's a bunch of villages and it would be Eastern Ethiopia where those folks submitted to blood tests and holy fucking shit. Do they belong to the same haplogroup DNA as folks still in Israel, and I'm like, oh fuck! So now anyone with Ethiopian ancestry,
maybe that's where the Jews should go. Ethiopia, maybe that's where we need to pick.
Why would they go to Ethiopia? They're fucking,
I don't know.
I'm not gonna go down this rabbit hole on this podcast.
I'm not saying the Jews should leave. That's not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying.
And I'm not saying they need to stay. I'm saying people need to stop getting killed.
There is a problem. We do. We all agree with that, right?
Yes. The Middle East has become a bit of a nuisance.
Nuisance. Back to the English people.
Churchill.
Yes.
Churchill saying the
V2
rockets have become
a bit of
a nuisance. Mr. Understatement himself.
Right.
But the Ethiopian dynasty always made me, that intrigued me when I read that fact. And then come to find out that up until very recently in the past, I think maybe 20 years or so, once every couple of years, all the royal, like the recognized royal family people, mm-hmm. like royal families from all over the world would get together.
Yes.
Right, and they get together
that,
in somewhere, usually somewhere in Europe, at someone's palace, and have like fancy dinner, and then they'll talk amongst themselves. They just like a tradition.
Have snacks.
The tradition, right? Canapé, mostly canapés. So, what they would do a lot. It goes back several hundred years, and doing that was to kind of foster some peace, and maybe we can work things out, and this and that and the other. But now it's just more tradition. Well, And like you, we had talked about a few minutes ago, these royal families, even though they're no longer considered quote unquote royalty, mm-hmm. the families still exist. The descendants are there. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason, like the region of, what is it? Czech Republic, Southern Germany, and a little part of Poland is considered Bavaria. Yes. For some reason, those three countries fell and they needed to establish someone to rule that area.
Right.
The descendants of King Ludwig are still fucking there.
They have a plan.
They have a plan because they're still royalty. They're still, like, their coat of arms is still on the Bavarian flag, like, all the same shit, right? Yeah. So those families still exist. So they get together every couple of years or so and meet up. Well, it's all a hierarchy where you sit at the table. Mm-hmm. And for like 500 years, the who sits at the head of the table is the like remaining like sons of was it Rastafari, which would be the what were Rastafarian, like the that I'm getting real deep here. Haile Selassie the first is considered to be Jesus incarnate, Jesus on earth, and as far as the Rastafarians are concerned.
Okay.
That's one of their core beliefs.
The Hawaiians sat at the table forever, too.
The Hawaiians sat at the tables. They were recognized in 1790, I think it was.
Okay.
So Kamehameha the first sat at that table multiple mm-hmm. times. So did the second and third, and Queen Liliuokalani. So they were recognized as well on the royal court. So but for like 500, 600 years since this has been going on, at the head of the table has been black dude over all these fucking white people. And then the Hawaiians showed up, which I just think is fucking hilarious. But they have that respect to that royal that royal family because they have that
no
royal
one's
claim.
All got their nose out of joint.
Which is, I think, is cool as shit. That like, oh my God. Because Haile Selassie had three sons. I think two of them are still alive. And one of them is only in his like 40s, 50s. Hmm. And I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking rad.
But I really, this sounds like a fucking joke comment I'm making, but I'm not. I really would like to know what they serve at these meals. Seriously, because you have all these people from the super wealthy royalty from all around the world. Like, does someone say, oh, you pick whatever you want? You know, or does it
like it rotates the cuisine each country,
it's like, or is it like no? Someone you all get to decide. Yeah, someone like, has to decide. And like, a lot of these cuisines are really different. And
I can just imagine
someone here be totally the weird to this guy. Like, some you guys eat that? Are you fucking
kidding me? Eat that with your hands?
Right. What the fuck?
And they all just sit around and talk about, oh God, it's been so nice since the Tsars have been murdered back in 1916. Really, why is that? Because we would have been having borscht this time of year, like
every single fucking time.
With
and that's
the
why I didn't never like I never like
soup.
I never like coming here. And they're arguing back.
Fucking,
and like,
I hate
why
them.
Do we have to come here?
Thank God the fucking Russians are gone. I just want to thank. We want to thank the communists for one thing only, gunning down the entire Russian royal family in 1918. Thank you so much so that we don't have to eat borscht.
Can we not fix something that doesn't have potato elements
in
it?
Yeah, can we please?
Something.
Can we have something other than vodka? Vodka doesn't belong in soup. Thank you. We're looking at you, Tsar Nicholas II.
You fucking
guy. Oh, my God. And then, Anastasia was not fucking, she didn't survive. She got shot the fuck up. It's fine.
All right.
We're getting ridiculous.
Are we
all right.
Done?
I think we're done. Everybody have a good week.
Spring is here.
You heard it here first. I think the royal family's days are numbered in the United Kingdom. I'm not calling it, but I'm like 75% certain.
So that's what's going on.
So either we're going to get a report here coming shortly that that King Charles is abdicating the throne. Prince William is refusing to take the crown.
Do you think he's going to refuse
and
it then?
I think that's kind of how they do it. If you refuse it, then it just kind of dissolves.
Do you think he's going to refuse it, though?
If he doesn't refuse it, I could see him taking the crown and then the next day going, guess what? I'm dissolving the monarchy, and that's it.
You think that's what he wants to do? Like he's.
I think that is what he wants to do.
He's kind of glad his brother started this ball
I also
rolling.
Had somebody brought up today. Who was it? It was Pete at work today. Pete's like, hey, you know, I could see like Kate Middleton. She got a little taste of seeing what the other one's doing. Like,
yeah, like I really don't
like,
want to do
I
this.
I kind of want a life. I want the life that Harry and what's her
they
face
live in
have.
The States most of the time now. Don't
they're not even members of the family anymore.
No,
they,
I know.
They,
but
left
I mean,
it.
Don't
they live
in
Colorado.
Cal-
they live. In, I think they live in California.
I think Colorado too.
I maybe.
Think Cal-
We'll I think they could live out. Anywhere they want.
They probably we probably don't really know where they're living.
Right, I don't know.
I think they're living in Kingman, backside the Wallabies.
I think that shit. I would lose my mind if I met either one of them. What I would, you know, what I would do?
He's a pilot. If you meet me, come to the airport sometime. And
he's
hang
a pilot.
Out.
That would be kind of cool. Here's what I would do. I would. Oh my God, what is her name? I can see her face. I loved her on Suits.
With an M, right?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, there you go.
I would walk up to Meghan Markle and be like, oh my gosh, you're Meghan Markle. You are incredible on Suits. Like, such a great role, strong female lead. You're so fucking great. Like, what have you been up to lately? Like, not even mention the fact that she was married into the royal family. Right.
She'd probably love
this balding, toothy guy next to her.
She would probably like that. Talk about anything else. Can we talk about anything but me leaving the royal family, please?
Yeah, right? And I'm like, you know, honestly, seeing a beautiful woman like you with this fucking guy gives the fucking guys that look pasty and bald like that guy like a real like fighting chance. I appreciate
hope.
That.
It's a four-letter word.
You must have hope. Must have married him for his money. Except he's not a rich actress like you. Like, just totally dismiss the fact that he's royalty, which she would love, and I wonder if he would actually get fucking upset by that.
I wonder if he's been cut out of all the money completely from the royal family.
I don't know how that worked. I think they kept that private, I'm assuming. Or maybe
he wasn't cut off completely.
Or he made a deal with his brother, like, hey, listen, I'm done with this royal family shit. I don't like it. It looks really good. The optics are really bad. It's the wrong...
Right.
We're going to end up on the wrong side of history if you don't dissolve this shit.
Right.
And I could see them doing like a little handshake deal, like, oh, you know, when dad passes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I it'll be interesting to see what happens. But that's like my money is on the fact that if William
something
does.
Something is going on within the world, not just Kate Middleton had surgery.
Right.
There's something else going on.
Yeah.
Deeper in the world.
Something
family.
Deeper. Something deeper. Deep down in the roots.
Deep. Get in there.
In the house.
Nice and deep like.
Nice and deep like with the House of Windsor. Anyway.
We done?
Yeah, we're done.
That's great.
Everybody, have a great week. Yeah.